The British Conservative Party leader, Ian Duncan Smith, is out. He lost a vote of confidence yesterday with 75 votes for him and 90 against. The Tories now face their fourth leadership contest in 8 years. The party once dominated British politics under prime ministers like Winston Churchill and Margaret Thatcher. But since the election of Tony Blair's Labour government 6 years ago, the Conservative Party largely has been marginalized. NPR's Guy Raz is in London. Why was Ian Duncan Smith ousted?
You know, Bob, it's not fair to say anything's inevitable, but if there's really one exception to that truism, I think it's this case. From the outset, Ian Duncan Smith was something of a hapless leader, I would say. He was elected shortly after the Tories were basically crushed by the Labour Party in the 2001 general election. And then his big public debut was supposed to be launched on September 12, 2001, which, of course, was postponed for months because of the attacks in New York and Washington. And over the course of the next 2 years, he really proved to be a weak opponent to Tony Blair. You know, basically, in the British political system, the job of an opposition leader is to present an alternative platform. And he really had the bad luck of opposing Tony Blair's Labour government, which had already sort of co-opted many of the Tories' traditional positions on things like taxes and law and order. So, you know, it was a very, very difficult job for him to do. And in many ways, Duncan Smith was the wrong man, particularly because he lacked the charisma to face somebody like Tony Blair.
So who's likely to replace Duncan Smith?
Well, the man likely to be given the job is called Michael Howard. He's a true blue, old-style Tory conservative. He's served in past cabinets. He served under John Major as the Home Secretary, the equivalent of the Attorney General. And he developed a reputation as something of a hard-line law and order man. But over the past few years, he's kind of softened his line and moderated his public image.
Why is this party that dominated British politics for much of the 20th century so divided?
You know, there are several issues, Bob, that have divided the party for quite some time. You know, whether or not to fully join into the European Union or whether to sort of embrace Britain's, you know, emerging multicultural identity. But I think the real problem for the Conservatives has been to sort of find its own identity. I mean, Margaret Thatcher totally revolutionized the country, for better or worse. And she left such an indelible mark on the party's character that no one was really sure whether Thatcherism and its sort of liberal economic policies should have been outright rejected or embraced. And there's still an element of that conflict now. The Tories have had three fairly weak leaders since Thatcher was thrown out, and none of those leaders could really emerge from her shadow.
Can the party recover by the next scheduled election in 2006?
Well, there is a precedent for it, Bob, and it's in the form of the Labour Party. Now, back in the 1980s, even in the early 90s, political pundits in this country had all but told the death knell for the Labour Party. They obviously came back with Tony Blair, and they emerged to be a very strong party. So there is a chance that the Conservatives could come back and regain some of their lost seats in 2006.
NPR's Guy Raz in London.